Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yes, can I speak to Shara, please?
This is she.
Is this Shara?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, it's Jim Shore. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
A little confused.
Oh, gosh.
Someone texted me between Friday and today and wanted me to call up and set up some type of appointment, but they gave me an incomplete phone number. I can give you the extension that they use. I don't know if that means anything to you or not.
Okay, let me see if I can help you.
Okay, that'll be great.
First off, did you have your assessment on the 18th, on Wednesday?
Yes, yeah, someone came.
Yeah, okay, amazing.
Can you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second. Mandy, I'm on the phone. Yeah, no one answered. Pain in the ass. Hello?
Yes, 1 second.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. Bear with me. Okay.
Sure.
James Shore.
Yes.
You had your assessment on Wednesday. I see that
yes.
Area. Okay. New York Best Medical was supposed to give you an assessment to fill out a PCP form. This
what?
Was missed. What?
You went too fast, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's break it down. In order for you to get onto the waiver program, you have to be medically approved. Like I explained in the beginning, you have to go through a series
right.
of assessments. You had your first assessment. Your second assessment is going to be with New York Best Medical, which I scheduled to get your doctor's form filled out. This was
well, the
missed.
Doctor still has that form. Hasn't completed it yet.
Okay, so let's break that down. You have an option to go through your doctor. It seems that your doctor got the form, and then I offered to have somebody call you and do it with you over the phone to make it easier on you, which you said that you wanted to go that route. So the people who I booked to call you tried calling you a couple times. I'm looking at all the notes, and obviously we missed the assessment. So I'm mm-hmm. going to get you in touch with them, and we're going to get this taken care of today, okay?
I would. You want me to call, or are you going to call?
I'm going to call. We're going to do this now, okay?
All right. Well, I'm home now.
You're what?
I'm home now. When should I expect a call from you?
We're doing this right now. Right now.
You want me to hold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll hold. No problem.
All right. Hold tight. All right. Let me try again. Hold tight. Okay?
Sure.
This is Ellen from New York Best Medical. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Family First Care, LLC. I have a mutual participant on the line, James Shore. He was scheduled to have an assessment, but unfortunately missed that. I was just hoping you can help me get in touch with Lewis. I see he's assigned to the case, or we can get him
sorry.
Help.
May I have the date of birth of the patient, please?
The date of birth is 02-18-1947.
Thank you very much. Just one moment, please. Miss, please stay on the hold. I will confirm with my clinical department if anyone is available for the moment to assist the patient.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
James, has anybody called you from Area on Aging?
No, but not that I'm aware of.
Okay, you're supposed to be getting a call from them. Look out for that. After this phone call...
Could you give me the name of that again?
It's Area on Aging.
How do you spell the first word?
Area, like A-R-E-A,
oh.
Area.
Oh, Area?
Yeah, and Aging.
They're going to call me?
Yeah, they're supposed to call you to schedule your third assessment. So look out for that. I'll be in touch with you Wednesday. In the meantime, we'll get this taken care of, okay?
You want me to continue to hold?
No, I'm going to stay on here just letting you know what's happening.
But you want me to stay on with you or not?
Yeah, this is for you.
Okay.
I'm very sorry. I cannot see anyone from our clinical team available for the moment.
Okay.
They will call the patient back as soon as possible. Could you kindly confirm if the patient has only the phone number which is mentioned in our system?
Well, the number that we provided, I believe, was 484-802-4697.
That's correct.
James, do you want to add another contact information in case
Yes, because I can see that clinical department tried to get in touch with the patient several times, but the thing is that we go directly to the voicemail.
Is that what's happening?
Sure.
Yes.
All I know is that I got one message from somebody. I don't even know who it was. I didn't talk to him. Let me ask you this. What number are these people going to be calling back on? I'll be on the lookout for the number.
What number are you guys calling from?
So, Miss, we are calling from our main phone number you are calling right now, but additionally, I'm not very sure if the clinical department may call from another number, but our general number is 718-9736.
I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder, please?
Of course. 718.
Mm-hmm.
972.
I'm sorry?
972.
Okay.
36.
36?
93.
Hey, 3693?
That's correct, sir.
Let me read it back to make sure I got it right. It's 718-972-3693.
That's correct, sir. I can see that there is someone available from the clinical department right now. Please stay on hold. I will transfer right now. One moment, thank you. Thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, just give me 1 second, please. I got the portal ID. Now let me just open it. Okay. So, You are Mr. Shore, right? James Shore?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you for calling back. The problem is that I think our number got blocked on your phone, and whenever we call, we cannot get through. So for the appointment, I can reschedule it, and this time we will send a text message if we cannot reach out to you, and so you can, you know, call back at the provider's tariff extension.
All right, now, in other words, you're going to have to call me back to set up an appointment.
We'll have to call you back?
Well, can you give me one over the phone now?
James, what are you saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. Oh, hi,
are you giving me this appointment
yes.
time over the phone now, or is someone going to call me back?
Well, she's talking about
an
appointment.
I'm sorry?
That's right. Yes, I meant that. Okay, hold on. So I will reschedule the appointment right now myself. I'll do it. It's just the problem is that when the provider calls you, we all have the same, you know, phone line. When we call you, our calls are being sent to voicemail box. If that happens on the day of the appointment, we're gonna send you a text message to your 484 number. And with the provider's direct extension, so you can call him back directly. Okay?
Okay, fine.
So, James, you're going to look out for
that,
okay?
So that's what I was saying.
Yeah, but you're going to give me an appointment time now?
Yes, James. It's
yes.
Okay.
And how about we do it, let me check if we got anything for tomorrow, just a moment. Yes, we can indeed do the appointment tomorrow. What time would you prefer? Can you give me a 2-hour time frame?
Yeah, can you give me 1 second? Because I have to take my girlfriend to a doctor for an injection. Hold on.
Okay.
Amanda, what time is that doctor's appointment tomorrow you have that take you to? Is that, for that thing with your eye, it's not tomorrow, it's next week, so I'm free tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, I'm listening.
Let's say, why don't we do it between 11 and 1?
No problem at all. You got it. Okay, so between 11 and 1, the provider will call you. Again, if anything, we're going to send you a text message.
I mean, on a Tuesday? It's the 24th?
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be Tuesday the 25th.
So they're scheduled for tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow,
correct?
I believe, is the 24th.
Oh my God, yes it is. Yes it is. Hold on. I'm so sorry. Just give me 1 second.
Is it scheduled for tomorrow or Wednesday?
No,
I think it's tomorrow.
Hold on. Yeah, you're right. Tomorrow is 24th. I was looking for the 25th. I'm really sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I checked the wrong date. Can it be a Wednesday?
I don't care what day you do it. Just let me know what day you want to do it.
They're going to do it Wednesday, James.
Okay. Yeah, Wednesday
that's
between 11 and 1. I'll send you a text.
All right. Hold on. It's Wednesday, 3:25. 11 and 1. Okay.
Okay. And can you give me 1 moment? I actually want to see if you can see our text messages. I'll send you one just to check if it goes through. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, just a second. Let me just put all the inside. Okay, I just sent it. You should be able to see it in a few seconds.
Hold on. Yeah, something came through. It says, hello, this is Seva from Family First.
Yes, perfect.
That's
you got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I sent. I gave you my own extension, so if no one calls you on Wednesday, you know, like around till like 12, I'd say, just call me back and I'll do something about it.
I mean, if I don't hear from them, or...
Yeah, if you don't hear from us,
if I don't hear from you by 11 o'clock, I should call you?
Well, I set the appointment for between 11 and 1, so if you don't hear from us till 12, let's say, then you can call me back.
All right. Cool. And I'm sorry, what's your company's name again?
Oh, we're doing this appointment for Family First Care.
At 4 o'clock. Okay, and your number would be 718-972-3693?
You can use that one, but I gave you a different one in the text. Yeah, I gave you a different one in text, but you can... Yeah. All the information is in there, the date, the time frame, my name, the number, the extension.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This is the one. Okay, I got a phone number on here. Let me just read it back to you. That's 833-532-4200. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, fine. I'll call that number back. What's that?
Is everything clear?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, hold on. I want to ask you a question. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll go.
All right, thank you so much for your assistance. We really appreciate your patience. Thank you so much.
Oh, Sarah?
Yes.
This assessment, are these people coming out on Wednesday?
No.
What is the assessment?
They're doing it over the phone. It's telehealth.
Yeah. They're not coming out. They're doing it over the phone?
No. Let me explain it to you. You're getting a doctor's form filled out. This was
already
sent to your doctor. They're just doing it faster for you. They're just going to be calling you and asking you a couple questions. The next assessment you're going to be having with somebody coming down to you is with area and aging, okay? They're going to be giving you a call. But that can't happen until this doctor's form is filled out. So, you understand?
No. This thing is on Wednesday. What is this assessment for, medical or financial?
Medical. Again, you're getting this assessment. It's very, very straightforward, James. Your assessment, this assessment on Wednesday is getting filled out for you to have a doctor's form, okay? You need this doctor's form, okay?
Suppose I don't have it.
I'm sorry?
Suppose I don't have it.
Exactly. Now, remember, this assessment is not part of the real assessment. It's just getting your doctor's form filled out. The next assessment that you're having is with area and aging. This is just to get a form filled out.
Wait, well, who was I just talking to?
I don't understand where your confusion is. You have to tell me where you're confused.
Well, first it's area and aging, and then it's somebody else. Who's calling me? Who's going to be calling me? Would ask me questions about the doctor's form.
Okay, I'm gonna explain it to you. I'm gonna lay it out for you so you really understand. The broker, you had an assessment with the broker, correct? That you remember having?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The broker now needs a doctor's form because area and aging is gonna come down. In order for you to get a doctor's form, you can go two routes. You can get it through your doctor, or I can give you a schedule an assessment with New York Best Medical to come down and not come down, to call you and do it with you
mm-hmm.
over the phone. This happens. This is a faster process usually for our clients. That is what's happening.
Okay.
So you had the broker assessment. On Wednesday, someone is calling you to fill out the form, and you're looking out for a call from Area and Aging for them to schedule the second assessment.
So the second assessment is being done by Area on Aging?
Correct.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Sort of, I understand.
Can you, do you want to say it back to me? Do you have any, do you have more clarity now?
I have more clarity than I did before.
Okay. Okay. It really, like, I'm just here to help you. It's all just part of the process.
No,
and
I know. I appreciate that. You've been great.
Okay. So call me if anything else comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get this form filled out, it's going to, should be an easier ride. Okay?
All right. Now, okay, so this call on Wednesday is just to finish filling out that form, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to ask you questions, medications, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens,
mm-hmm.
I get that form right away. I send it into the broker. And then within a couple of days, you should be getting a call.
Okay.
All righty?
I understand. Yes. Appreciate
okay.
your help.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye.